Some tough words from the White House today on immigration. In the Oval Office, President Trump earlier today said he'd been in conversation with Defense Secretary James Mattis about militarizing the border with Mexico.
We are going to be doing some things. I've been speaking with General Mattis. We're going to be doing things militarily. Until we can have a wall and proper security, we're going to be guarding our border with the military. That's a big step. We really haven't done that before, or certainly not very much before.
And then just a bit ago, during a press conference with the three leaders from the Baltic countries, the president had this to say about that organized caravan of immigrants, mostly from Honduras, who say they're fleeing violence in Central America.
And I told Mexico yesterday that because of the fact that their laws are so strong, they can do things about it that hard to believe the United States can't. I said, I hope you're going to tell that caravan not to get up to the border. And I think they're doing that because as of 12 minutes ago, it was all being broken up. We'll see what happens.
Scott Horsley, NPR White House correspondent, joins us. And Scott, we've been talking about this all day. The New York Times reached the leader of that caravan. It's an organized group. And he said, in fact, most of them were not heading for the U.S. border. Most hoped to try to seek asylum in Mexico. A large group had already split off. But can the president claim credit for breaking this group up?
Well, I think the scrutiny of this group, the spotlight, has certainly put it on the hot seat more than has been true in the past. This caravan is not a one-off. Mm-hmm. This is a regular occurrence. They've done something like this in recent years. But certainly this one has attracted greater scrutiny.
Yeah. Well, we'll continue to follow that story. Not sure what's going on there. But what's going on in general, this anti-immigration rhetoric? On Twitter this morning, President Trump for the first time threatened to withdraw U.S. aid to Honduras. He talked about the military on the border. He suggested toughening asylum requirements, allowing undocumented immigrant families to be detained for longer periods of time. Why?
Honduras is the sending country for a lot of the folks in that caravan. Mm-hmm. Honduras gets a relatively small amount of foreign aid from the United States, about a tenth of what we send to Egypt. And a lot of that money goes for anti-violence and counter-narcotics programs. So ending those programs would probably only worsen the outflow of migrants from Honduras. In terms of the military, it's not really clear what the president's talking about there. The Pentagon certainly seems to have been surprised by his comments. And General Mattis, the defense secretary, may need to have a meeting with the president himself to find out what's going on. It's not true that it's never been done before. The U.S. has used National Guard troops to beef up border enforcement under President Obama in 2010 and George W. Bush in 2006. But it's just not really clear what the president's talking about. This was one of those ideas that he kind of dropped without a lot of preparation.
Well, as he did another one about getting out of Syria, and that started days ago, but he brought it up again today at this press conference. Let's listen.
I want to get out. I want to bring our troops back home. I want to start rebuilding our nation. We will have, as of 3 months ago, $7 trillion in the Middle East over the last 17 years. We get nothing out of it, nothing.
I remember when Lindsey Graham said that to pull out of Syria now would be one of the single worst decisions ever made. So the president doubling down.
Yeah, this is kind of hearkening back to the more isolationist strain of Donald Trump that we heard a lot of during the campaign. And it's certainly true, as he said, that ISIS has been largely driven out of their territorial holdings, the caliphate that they had established in Syria and Iraq. But military experts do warn that a precipitous withdrawal by U.S. forces could just leave another opening for ISIS or some similar group to regenerate.
Yeah. And I just want to ask you quickly, what's going to happen with EPA Chief Scott Pruitt? We learned that President Trump spoke with the EPA administrator last night. Chief of Staff John Kelly phoned him this morning. But it was to prop him up because he's under such scrutiny for this expensive travel he's taken at taxpayer expense and getting a low rent on a D.C. condo that was linked to a firm that got business with the EPA. So what's your sense?
Our colleague Mara Liasson talked to some White House officials about this earlier today, and they confirmed that, yes, President Trump spoke with Pruitt last evening, but they didn't want to go into the substance of what was discussed. The president himself said today, I hope he, Pruitt, is going to be great. But you know, previous expressions of support like that have sometimes come just days before somebody is handed his walking papers. And certainly Scott Pruitt has been under the microscope in all the wrong ways in recent days. Now, in terms of policy substance, he's still very much on the same page with the president in terms of rolling back right. environmental regulations, the Obama-era environmental regulations. But he has drawn a lot of scrutiny for these extracurriculars, and that could put him sideways with his bosses in the White House.
Scott Horsley, NPR, put him sideways. I like that phrase. Scott Horsley, NPR White House correspondent, thank you.
You're welcome.